Last night, me and Sam went down to the Nottingham Students Manifesto at the Trent Students Union, where there were about 250 students, and it was a really fantastic night.
It was a very busy evening, as the University of Nottingham Students Union, Nottingham Trent Students Union, and New College Nottingham all came together to launch their brand new Student Manifesto, which covered issues including finances, housing, and transports around the country. The idea was that they got to speak to the MPs in person and give them a real sense for what it is that matters to students. Here's a little clip of one of the speeches that was given by Elliot Chaplin on student finance.
My name is Elliot Chaplin and I'm a second year policy student at the University of Nottingham. And I struggle financially. My parents, however much they try to support me, don't have a great deal of disposable income. And as a result, I myself have been struggling. There are many students out there that are in the same position as me, or in a similar position, each with their own individual circumstances. But currently, the individual needs of students are just ignored, with loans instead decided solely on the basis of how much a family earns, not to take their into account whether that family has multiple children, or if they still have children they need to support if they don't go to university. This needs to change. For me, I have an older sister who has two children of her own, and my parents are still trying to give them financial support too. Because of this, there's very little they can do for me, more than they already are. As a result, I, like so many other students, have been forced to live in my overdraft. I've not seen a positive number in my bank account since September, when it was at £8. I've spent the entirety of this academic year looking for work, applying to lots of companies and spending days walking around my local area handing out CVs to businesses. Unfortunately, that doesn't change my current position, where I have -£800 in my bank account, and that's not including paying off my deposit for next year's house. And all I ask is that I can be in a position where I'm not constantly fretting over my finances every single day, where I can go and enjoy myself on the odd occasion without worrying about whether I can afford it, and where I can afford to live, not just survive.
We then went on and spoke to Emma Pierce, who made a speech about finance, and we asked her how she thought the event was important for students and whether the issues that we were discussing there would be heard and sort of taken recognition of by MPs.
You were on stage earlier this evening, Emma.
Yeah, I was.
How was it, and how important is it for you as a student at the University of Nottingham to get these issues across to MPs?
Yeah, I think it's really important. This is a really unique day, evening, to present our ideas to these representatives. I don't think it's been done in the country before, and it's really powerful that both universities from the city and also the college are getting together to tell politicians what matters to them, because at the end of the day, if they want us to vote and they want us to vote for them, they have to do stuff for us. Now, I've spoken to a lot of students who are fairly politically active who have met with these people before, and Lillian, of all of them, seems to stand out as someone who is particularly open to these ideas. I mean, maybe that's political. She represents us, those that live in Lenton, which is the majority of students, so maybe it's tactical, but I don't know if I care. You know, I just want them to do what matters to us, and if they are, then I'm happy.
Emma mentioned Lillian there. She was referring to Lillian Greenwood MP, who's a Member of Parliament for one of the Nottingham-based constituencies. She is indeed the Labour MP for that area. We actually spoke to Lillian Greenwood to get her feeling on the event itself and to really find out whether she was going to be taking these ideas forward in future months. So we're down here with Lillian Greenwood MP at the Not Student Manifesto. Lillian, what was your response to this evening's events and thoughts of what the students of Nottingham were saying?
I think they've put together a really impressive evening. Obviously, there's a great turnout of students from University of Nottingham, but also Trent and NCN. And I think, you know, some of the testimonial was powerful in terms of what students' experience is of living in and around Nottingham and the things that matter to them in the run-up to the election.
And these events, such as this tonight, are a fantastic example of, you know, something that's not been done before, but something you'd like to see happen more regularly in the future, to hear directly from not just students but young people's views.
I think it's really important as the representative for a city, but the representative for anywhere, that you hear from all your constituents. And, you know, hearing from young people and students is just as important as hearing from anyone else. I have regular meetings jointly with the student unions in the city to talk about issues. We work together on issues around housing and around student safety, and I hope if I'm re-elected in May, to continue to do so.
We then spoke to some students who were at the event, and they had very different ideas about whether they thought that it was important or not.
Very important, because they're proper issues, and you feel like this is a practical way of dealing with them and something that actually speaks out to students, and hopefully it'll get support from others.
I was slightly underwhelmed, only because I thought it was quite confusing how any of the manifesto pledges had never been run by the students. I don't really know what sort of mandate they were working on.
Part of the mandate that they were indeed working on was performed by the University of Nottingham Students Union. So we spoke to your UONSU activities officer, who was there on the night, Joe Corns, to find out whether he thought the event was a valuable one.
I think there's different ways of kind of like judging the success of this. I mean, 250 students have turned up, which is showing the politicians that have come here. Students are really actually engaged. They do want to listen. They do want to seek for change. You can also measure the success in the fact that, I mean, right now as we speak, each of the politicians is surrounded by different students from our university, from New College Nottingham, and from the University of Nottingham Trent. And they are being badgered about all these different issues. So in this break, students do really care. They're not just here because, I don't know, they might have been told by someone else to turn up. They've got a genuine reason to be here, and they really are quite actively around us now grilling these politicians to change the students. So it's been a fantastic event. It's been really, really successfully, and it's very proud of our students.
We then spoke to Rachel Matty, who is the NUS Vice President for Union Development, and we asked her opinions about whether it is important to get students' voices heard.
I think tonight has been absolutely fantastic and the turnout has been phenomenal. I attend quite a lot of events across different student unions, and actually for a start to have them work together to recognise that student issues across Nottingham are similar and students, when they come together, are more powerful. But also then to hear from students themselves tonight, so it wasn't sort of people speaking on behalf of students, it was actually hearing student testimonies and even the real-life examples of the things that are affecting them has been really great and bad to hear, because obviously there's some really harrowing stuff, and there's stuff that we know are really affecting students and the wider community. But hearing them tonight and hopefully getting the candidates to listen to what's happening will really hopefully put student issues on the agenda.
Obviously there's been a real sort of turnout from MPs. Lillian Greenwood's here, who's the one from Nottingham South. So it's really important that MPs are listening to young people's views.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's not just about going out and voting for what's on the table. We know students don't think that candidates are listening to their issues enough at the moment, with only one in five saying that their views are being listened to. So we don't want students just to accept what's out there. We don't want them just to go and vote and think that that's all that's available. We want them to really be challenging candidates, shaping the agenda, putting their issues at the forefront of the candidates' minds, because we don't want them getting into power and forgetting we exist.
And the final person that we spoke to at the event last night was a person on the University of Nottingham Students' Union behalf who organised it, our community officer, Michael Attican.
I think we have either equaled or broken the turnout of the Police and Crime Commissioner elections in 2012. We have loads of students here holding their politician to account, and I think, as we say in Nottingham Citizens, 90% of the action is in the turnout, so we'll write this one up as a success. The formation of the student manifesto as a result of all the community organising we've done shows that it is possible to find commonality even if you have very separate educational circumstances, and that this document is going to be what successive student union officer teams take to parliamentary and council candidates and achieve change for students.
So it was a really interesting evening all around. We got opinions from students, MPs and your student union's officers, and everyone had their own opinion about what mattered to the students, whether the event was a success, whether we could make a change.
Do you think your voice is going to be heard? Do you think that the MPs are going to listen to you? We're not too sure here in the studio, and we'd love to hear your views.
So if you have any opinions on this, then please tweet us at URN Pulse. You can send us a Facebook message at our page, which is URN News, or you can always just drop us a web text at urn1350.net. Keep tuned to The Pulse, which is every day 5 till 6 on urn1350.net for all of your elections coverage, both student and national.
This is URN The Pulse.